The AgriHood is one approach to what I call kind of the local food movement. It's people trying to ensure the integrity of their food by getting your food from people they know. And you, as that neighborhood, have control over how it's produced.
Farm-to-table living, a neighborhood that would be based on community and doing life with people and wellness. And so I'm reading this description of this agri-community, and I look at my husband, and I'm like, we will live here.
We set out on a journey over 7,000 miles ago because we wanted to learn as much as we could about the AgriHood lifestyle. And what we quickly realized is why more and more people are choosing healthier and sustainable communities over traditional or conventional subdivisions.
The biggest difference would just be the sense of like-minded people. We all want our kids to be outside, fishing, climbing trees, you know, visiting with the animals, being in touch with reality, being in touch with nature, eating healthy food. I mean, there's really no comparison. There's nothing quite like what we're experiencing here.
You're dialed into the perfect podcast. This is AgriHood Radio. Everything you need to know about the farm-to-table lifestyle.
Amy, Mike, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How about you?
Good. I love the fact that you're both on the call right now in speakerphone. This is so cool. We talked to Temple, your neighbor, Temple Grace there, and she was saying, she shared with us her story about how she found Arborland Springs, and then the developer Leslie Ratliff gave my wife and I a list, Lena and I a list of people who actually live there who wanted to share their experiences of living in this awesome community. So I'm reaching out to you, and your story is a little unique because we had a chance to catch up the other day for a few minutes, and Mike, you were saying you were not completely on board with the idea of living there. So tell us about that. How did it all come about?
Okay, well, I retired I guess about 6 years ago now. And as we were thinking about retirement, we had some goals and one clearly was a more simplified life after 34 years of corporate world and transferring around. We wanted to settle down and here in the Cincinnati area, and we wanted to be close to our church, which is in Lebanon, which is close by. Amy has a horse. We wanted to be close by the stables where she goes. So we were searching probably for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years.
Right. One of the goals too was to get a little closer to our families down in Cincinnati.
Yeah. So we knew we wanted the northeastern part of the city. We loved where we lived, but it was a larger home. We just didn't need that larger home anymore. And we were sort of torn, around, what type of neighborhood, community, land that we wanted. It ranged from land and maybe having our own farm. Sort of always was Amy's dream, and I always enjoyed looking out the animals and the cows in the pasture.
Not
but
tending
anyway,
to
part
them.
Of the
yeah.
Yeah. And then also, as I was retiring too, I was looking at taking up golf. So the golfing community sort of appealed to me as well. Amy started to do some research on agri-communities. And maybe I should let me fill in the blanks from there.
Well, I was just following a couple that were in Georgia and Virginia, and I was frustrated thinking, why hasn't this concept hit Ohio yet?
Well, let me stop you there. So you were, let me guess, maybe we've been there. So you, did you, was it Serenbe down in Georgia, that property, Serenbe?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one.
And
of
Virginia,
them.
What was, we've been to three in Virginia. So what was the one in Virginia you guys took, you were following?
Oh, Bundoran Farm
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, we've been there too. So cool, go ahead.
Okay, so I was just following this online thinking it was a really unique concept, and I wished we had one in Ohio, and I kept looking for one in Ohio, and none were showing up on the internet. And then one night at church, I was sitting with Barbara Opperlin, and she happened to mention that her daughter, Leslie Ratliff, was a builder and was planning to develop Barbara's property into an agri-community. I thought, this is just too cool.
I just got goosebumps on both arms and both legs, up my back and down my neck. That is,
yeah,
I love that.
It was one of those kind of things, yeah. Anyway, I dragged Mike out here the next day, and he really, the concept with me describing it didn't appeal to him that much. But when he came up that driveway, I saw a change in him.
Yeah, I remember it was a Sunday after church. In fact, we go to the same church with Barbara, and she invited us out. Why don't you come out and just check the land and look around? And I think it was a dreary day, and it was in winter. I was January, February, 3 years ago. And so I, to appease my wife, I reluctantly, you know, said, okay, let's go. Nothing doing on, you know, winter Sunday afternoon. In
you
Cincinnati
weren't golfing.
Anyway. No, I wasn't golfing, that's for sure. Well, anyway, so I came up here with very low expectations. And we, you know, Barbara showed us around, of course, you know, the main home, which was now the community center. Yeah, it was just gorgeous. The architecture was outstanding. But I just remember standing out in the courtyard area, and you just sort of do a 360 and looking at the pasture, the pond, the woods, just the serenity and you know, and the peaceful feeling that I had. I was hooked. Land has always been important to me. They have sort of woods and nature in our backyard and privacy. And it was just checking all the boxes for me. And we walked around with more with Barbara, and the more I walked around, the more excited I got. In fact, as we left that afternoon, going back to our house, I said to Amy, let's put $1,000 down to hold a lot.
When he turned around, he really turned around.
I'm the type, when I, you know, when you, you, when I make a decision, then let's go. It's time to move.
You know what? And having been at that property, I'm feeling, not only listening and hearing, but I'm feeling your experience. And here's the deal. You guys were there, let's call it a gloomy day in the middle of winter, beginning of winter. You're looking at dirt. There's nothing but dirt. You have the Swiss chalet, the original structures, Barbara's house, that was the three houses that were there originally. And from that experience, you were able to recognize the vision that this place has. And I got to say the same thing. Now, fast forward to us going there in October, when the leaves are changing, you have orange, red, yellow leaves. You have the pumpkins all over the place. You have kids running around. You hear the crisp of the air. So what you experienced then is what actually came to life.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'd say even beyond those original expectations. I mean, I was so excited then, but it so far has almost been like a dream come true. Complete transformation, I think.
Yeah, because there's some things you can investigate and plan for, and some things that are just unknown when you're at the start of something. But all the things that we couldn't check out turned out to work out beautifully, such as the neighbors. You know, we were one of the first. So you don't know who else is going to move in. And this place has attracted people who really like an old-fashioned sense of community. And you walk around, and you got the experience, I guess, in October. People are outside all the time, and kids are playing outside and coming up with unique ideas and all interacting as a group. It's fun. It's a throwback to when we were kids. Our kids did not have this experience.
And I might be a little different than other neighbors, but the agri community or the sustainability part wasn't really an important feature to me at first.
Well, it was to me.
I know. Yeah. I know. I'm just you know, giving Brett the background here. We had a little bit of, you know, difference around what we really wanted. And but once I come up here and I saw that, it was like icing on the cake for me. And then the cake for me was the land, the potential for the lots. Amy has the ability to build her dream home, which she had worked on for years. We saw the opportunity to come as close to the dream type of retirement house that we wanted. And then we knew we wanted to have some community connection, but I didn't realize it would be this good. The community, I think we lived in about 9 or 10 neighborhoods throughout our life. And this clearly has been the most friendly and supportive and nurturing, I think, community neighborhood that we've been in.
And that's a common thread. You know, like I said, having seen so many around the country, the common thread that got us interested 3 years ago when I saw the special on CBS Sunday Morning about agri-hoods, and they featured Serenby. I'm watching this program. My Alina's back in the bedroom. I think she was asleep. She'd been up all night with Cash and our boy. He was about one at the time. And I'm sitting there watching this thing thinking, I couldn't believe what I was seeing, because just from that segment, I knew in my heart that this was something, an idea that we needed to explore more. So fast forward to this past summer, we hit the road and we traveled around the country. And now to date, we have seen 21 of these properties, and every single property, they love the sense of community. and the aspect of having fresh grown food accessible to you right there in your neighborhood. It separates itself from the rest by a landslide, by conventional cookie cutter to subdivisions. So, and that's the concept that we're drawn to. Obviously, we're not living in one yet. And I go back to saying, we're sensing this is what it's all about, but to hear it from people who are in the community, now they can share perspective of how it feels to live there. It just makes solidifying everything that we're feeling.
Right. And you know, Mike mentioned that it wasn't as important to him, the food, but our daughter and her family have developed serious food allergies over the years. And so we've made a concerted effort to eat local, fresh and organic. And so to me, the fact that that was right here was very important. And I think Mike's a convert now because of the
clearly.
Eggs.
Clearly, I'm just saying the beginning. And yeah. Like I said, the icing on the cake for me, oh my gosh.
For sure. And that's why I had mentioned before this call, and for everybody listening, you have to check out on Netflix that documentary called Sustainable. And then I think that's going to get you thinking in this direction. And it's going to be so appealing to know that you're living a more appealing and more of like appreciation for the fact you have that fresh food at your disposal right there. And Leslie, I can honestly say, Leslie, she's in a league of her own, man. She is, I think, isn't she so super cool?
She is. And I mean, that was, we knew we loved the land and the concept. And then we met Leslie after that. And we knew immediately we would like to work with her. And after meeting everybody at Pendragon Homes too, those first impressions were good and they've held true all along. So, she's a unique individual. We really love her.
Yeah, I mean, her vision early on was very, contagious and empowering. And, I've been in the corporate world many years. We always worked on visions. And a lot of times the visions would not come to reality, or maybe only partial reality. But Leslie is ensuring that her vision comes alive, and we're living it today.
I know. And we have Barbara, the mother, Barbara Oberlin, where it all started. She was on one of the interviews this last week. And I love the story, how it all came together. So you guys got to definitely check out that interview. So let me ask you, so the events that Leslie has there, they're all kinds of events, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. We have a monthly get together. And they highlight different things at each one. They call it a happy hour, but it's really just a gathering of, and there's food and drink, but we've had people come in to talk about their organic specialties, whether it's wine or coffee or paleo meals that they can deliver. We've only had three so far, but it's going to continue on the first Friday of the month, and that's always fun. And then lots of the neighbors plan activities too. For instance, our next door neighbor is planning a great big kids get together for all the kids, and including our grandson, who doesn't really even live here, although he thinks he does. And she's included everybody, and she's got 500 Nerf bullets ready to go. So it ought to be an exciting event.
Wait, 500? What'd you say, Amy? 500 what?
Nerf bullets for Nerf guns.
Oh my goodness, that's going to be a party.
Yeah. Yeah.
I my son has, I think Cash has about 20. I can't imagine 500 of those things. That's pretty, that's pretty intense.
I think the moms want to join in if you want to know the truth.
Yeah. I think I got the sense of that. So as we're coming down the street, Leslie House is the first one on the right. Where are you? We were there at the neighborhood. We were in the neighborhood. So where is your house setting?
She's on lot one and we're on lot seven.
We're almost right there in the middle of that
of the
road.
Street,
all on the right hand side.
Okay. So you right next to the waterfall in the backyard?
Yes.
Yeah, we're one house closer to Leslie from that.
Okay. We saw it. Beautiful. I mean, every house on that street is absolutely gorgeous.
You know, a couple other events too, Brett, just maybe think about. There's community events that Leslie has orchestrated as well. Every fall, there's I think she called it a fall fest.
Yeah, we've been to three concerts.
Well, that's another one.
Oh, that's okay.
But Fall Fest, that's Saturday afternoon, and I think we've had 200-300 people show up. You know, there's a hayride and pumpkin carving, a bunch of kids' activities in the courtyard, and the opportunity just to tour around and see the farm and the land. So that's
and a lot of vendors whose products fit into this concept.
And then another one that Amy and I are planning today, she mentioned family activities. My mother has a birthday cut of June 1st. And in the past, we've always gone to maybe a a picnic shelter, at a local county park. And this year, we're going to have it right here, not at our house, but have it at the chalet in the courtyard area. That's something, families can, can rent out for a few hours. You got access to, the pond, the outdoor kitchen, the pool, the chalet, the playground area, fishing, boating, kayaking on the pond. So, we'll probably have, 30, 40 people there. So we're looking forward to that.
That's awesome. Barbara was saying that she was telling the story about the lady who lives there in the community, and she had 22 of her family members come in to visit for Thanksgiving. And obviously her house wasn't accommodating 22 people. So she put them up in the chalet, and that's what's separating, Oberlin Springs. We've seen a lot of properties, you guys, and that chalet really puts Oberlin Springs in a league of its own. That is super cool.
It is a unique building too.
I know.
A place together. It's neat.
We had dinner there, and we walked in there, and we really felt like you were in Europe, in a different country, because the way that Mr. Oberlin designed that place is spot on.
And it's got a lot of antique furniture and things that Barbara collected over the years. She was a dealer, I believe, in English antiques for a while, or European antiques. And it shows her taste. It's wonderful.
It really does. So before we wrap this up, what could you guys share? Because you've been on both sides now. Mike, you were a little more hesitant about, the whole agri-community concept. Amy, you were more on board with it. But now, as you've been through the entire process, searching, finding, now living, what could you share with people listening right now?
Well, I would share that in hindsight, we were looking at those golf communities for Mike, or an empty nester community. And I really think I would miss living with people of all ages, especially the kids. I didn't realize how much I would miss that till I had it again. And I love the convenience of knowing that the food is right over there, and that it's clean, it's healthy. I just feel like this is the way communities should be, in terms of health conscious and taking care of each other and enjoying life.
Awesome. Mike?
The other thing I would add, I'm very visual. So, I would encourage people that, you need to see, I know there's, website accessibility, the 21 sites that you're talking about, but if there's one nearby, I highly encourage people to go visit and explore the possibilities. I have this comment a lot from a lot of my male friends that don't understand why I'm living around a farm. And
hey, Mike, where's the golf course? You got to explain them all over again, right?
Oh yeah, they just don't get it. And I say, you have to just come here and look at it. And I've had several of them come up here, and once they see the land, they see where we're living and how we're living, they got it. And it's just like, wow, this is unbelievable. So, it is a mindset change, I think, probably for the average person. So I just encourage people to whatever paradigm they might have to please visit and check it out and explore.
Exactly. Well, one of the common themes with all the neighbors, we've all had the experience with friends misunderstanding and thinking we've moved to a commune. And it's become a real source of entertainment, the stories that we share about that. It's like any other neighborhood, except that we kick in an extra fee to be part of the CSA, the Community Supported Agriculture, so that we get a share of the crop. It just is an added benefit that this particular neighborhood has gelled so well. And as you're saying, apparently others have too.
Yeah, some of the guys think that I'm actually farming.
That's an option.
And you can get involved with the farming activity. That's the beauty of it. But at the same time, you don't have to do a thing. Just put your money in and enjoy the fruits of the farm.
And see, I want to help garden, and Mike doesn't want to.
And that's perfect. That's a perfect setting, because, Leslie offers that. If you want to become, I actually refer to it as hands-free farming. All the benefits of having a farm without the work.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. So we appreciate you guys. I mean, her whole community there is just so supportive and wants to share their experiences. We've talked to several neighbors there, and not one has said anything different, but they actually anything differently than they love living there. Say that 100 times. So we appreciate you. we appreciate your time.
Well, thank you for your interest.
Yeah, for sure. We plan on coming back through that way. Our schedule takes us back through that way usually in the fall. So we want to definitely come back and have a visit with you guys and see the new developments that's been taking place since our last visit last fall.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, we'd love to meet you personally, Brett. Yeah. We'd definitely give you a tour of our house.
So. Sounds good, you guys. We appreciate that. Thank you so much. And tell everybody we said hello and have a great day.
Okay, farewell. Thank you.
All right, thank you again. Bye-bye.
If healthy and sustainable living is important to you and your family, join the Coleman family as they travel the country and discover some of the best agri communities in America.